So, summer is close. I'm finally feeling it in the weather. I think it's finally starting to stay warm.
I think everybody in the area feels the same way.
I'm excited, and I'm excited about your events coming up. What would you like to start out with talking about?
Well, I just want to bring it to the attention to the community. The pool will be opening this year on May 23rd from noon to 5, and that is going to be a free swim. Also on that same day, we will be having the Brubaker Playground groundbreaking event from 11:30 a.m. at Davis Park next to Memorial Pool. The playground will feature concept cars, imagination play center, historical markers, nature walkways. Will open later part of 2015, and I am under the understanding there will be some packets given away that day for free food and drink at the pool by the Brubaker family.
All right, and can you tell me a little bit more about that playground, kind of what went into planning it and where the idea came from?
The concept came from the Brubaker family in honor of John Brubaker's mother and father, who has been part of this community for many, many years, and it's a tribute to their investment in our community and their investment actually in the state of Illinois with automobiles. We are under the understanding that Mrs. Brubaker was one of the first ladies that ever taught other women how to drive in the state of Illinois, and as we had spoken with the family, they would explain that his mother and father would leave Litchfield and make marks on trees and telephone poles to Springfield for they could follow the path back and make it a regular pathway for the community and people with cars. There wasn't a lot of cars back in those days.
Oh, all right. That's awesome. So let's see. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what's going on with the swimming pool?
Well, we're going to have several free swim nights, June 17th, the 24th, July 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, August 5th and 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. These free swims were given to the community by Smith and Brubaker Auto of Litchfield. We're also going to have some midnight swims, which will be held on June 20th, July 11th, August 1st. Those will be from 8 p.m. to midnight. Cost will be $3.50 per person. New at the pool this year, we're going to have a water therapy class starting June 16th. Mika Kelleher, who is an occupational therapist, will be putting on these classes. These classes will only cost $2 for each class. The class will consist of a therapy-type situation featuring muscle stretching, muscle coordination, low-impact aerobic exercises. And for more information on this program, please call the Litchfield Park District office at 324-9075.
All right, and you were telling me earlier about your sister had some personal experience with the water therapy?
Yeah, she had to have a what they call a cage put in her back, and she lives out in Oklahoma, and that was one of the physical therapist programs out there was water aerobics. And as we're learning that more and more around the country, these are becoming more prevalent, and people are benefiting from this type of therapy.
All right, and you'll be offering this summer. So awesome. Moving on to Walton Park, got some music coming there.
Yeah, we have a free concert series out at Walton Park, and that will be from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. First one will be June 12th, The Fundamentals. The second will be July 10th, The Strugglers. August 14th, Scrap Iron and Gold. On September 26th, we have the John Mondin Band from 1 till 6 p.m. There will be concessions open to the public. The Bass Club and the American Legion will provide the food. You're looking at fish and fries, boogers and soda. And this is all free to the community except for the food. You will have to invest in that.
All right. And could you tell me a little bit about the bands, kind of what type of music there?
The understanding I have is the Fundamentals or a variety. The Strugglers are also a variety, more of a southern rock type taste. Most people know Scrap Iron and Gold is bluegrass and religious. The Mondin Band is modern rock. Every one of these bands are very good at what they do, so please take the time to come out and listen to them. And again, I want this understood that these band programs, not one tax dollar was used to secure these bands. All bands were secured by private donations.
All right, awesome. Got a lot of exciting things coming up this summer. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that we have a new board and everything seems to be working good for the benefit of our community.
All right, awesome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.